Thanks, Anthony. Welcome, everybody. My name is David Spencer, and I'm a teacher with the Peel District School Board. I'm at Peel Alternative School North, and I'm really glad you came today. This is actually the second gathering of what we're calling Aboriginal Roundtable, and our main intention is to help educators, like many of you, to connect with the Aboriginal community, Aboriginal elders, and with others in the educational realm who are involved with Native teaching or Native issues in Aboriginal education. So really what will happen today is just a chance for you to get to know each other and also to be able to share a few needs that you may have and some ideas and resources. And I'm hoping that we might be able to meet again maybe in April if you're interested. So what I wanted to do is, if you wouldn't mind just taking a look at, there's a yellow sheet in your incredible pile of resources there. It says agenda, and if it's okay with you, we'll kind of follow that agenda if that's cool. So Anthony Templer is co-chair of Peer Aboriginal Network, and this community center, you guys have been here since November or so?
October,
yeah. So if we're really glad that we're able to gather here, but also in the future. Yeah, what I wanted to do is, if it's okay with you, just to help, there's a number of people who couldn't make it today. My colleagues especially wanted to be here. His name's Ian Pettigrew. He's our curriculum person at our board office. Looks after one of his many areas in his portfolio is Native Studies. So he really wanted to be here, and he sends his regrets. He's with his eldest son for his birthday. And there's a couple other people, too, that wanted to be here, but for various reasons they can't. So I thought, if it's okay with you, I'd like to pass around this cool little digital recorder thingy. So when you're introducing yourself, if you could just say, kind of where you're sort of coming from, what particular organization, and maybe something about your Aboriginal connection, if you so wish. And I'm thinking too, if there's sort of a need that you're looking for. Like for me, for instance, I'm looking for specifically to be able to connect with Aboriginal elders in this community, and even some Aboriginal youth, and also my colleague back at school, our art teacher, Catherine Mulcombs, wants to see and connect with some people who are doing Aboriginal art. So,
I'm Anthony Templer. It's my GST name, and my Indian name is Spotted Thundering Horse. I'm from Anishinaabe, from Sault Ste. Marie area. I'm Elk Clan, and I'm hoping today that we can put our minds together and come together here and marry one another, the Aboriginal and the white people, and all the other races that are here.
Hi, my name is Damien McShane. I work for the Regional Municipality of Peel's Department of Public Works in the area of education. So in that capacity, I do a fair amount of urban sustainability work with Peel schools and teachers. Some of you I've connected with that way. from the Aboriginal side, I was a teacher in James and Hudson's Bay for 6 years through the 1990s, where I met my current wife. Well, my only wife. I didn't have a former wife. My wife, Pauline, who's a...
Push the pause button.
Yeah. Erase. Did you hear that, honey? Yeah, so Pauline's my wife, and my two children, who are actively involved in this center, as am I. So I'm really happy to be here to see these two parts of my personal life come together. I suspect that, like maybe some of the other non-Native people here, my interest in Aboriginal issues from a young age was rather romantic and had some experience in nature. So you go out in nature and you feel something, and then you maybe begin to realize that some people have a deeper understanding and connection to that energy, that force, and you just want more of it, and it takes you along a path. So I'm happy to be here today.
My name is Keir Brown. I'm a high school teacher at Harold Brathwaite Secondary School. And connection with First Nations issues, I've taught in a few places up north, and one of them being Grassy Narrows. I was part of the blockade there from the very beginning and very actively involved. And I was actually there the first day when it started, but it ended up being, I think, the longest running blockade in Canadian history. Ended up being successful as well, and in the end. And so got very, it was a marriage of my social democratic values that I was raised with, very, very strong social democratic values, and having the opportunity to watch watch that grow and watch direct action and passion and being right and watching the evolution of a community using every single avenue that the varying levels of government, the roadblocks that the varying levels of government put forth in a total a consistent display of conduct. What's the word? Treating them like children, condescension, and just watching a people for decades trying to go through the so-called legal roadblocks and to finally take action into their own hands, and it was a powerful experience to watch that and the Gidjata come up to support them, and I organized a field trip down here of all students that came down, went to Queen's Park, and we had the police block the we had our local MP from Kenora come down and watch it be blocked by the police. It was interesting, and so I that's my history, I guess. I was in a fly-in reserve as well, which was interesting, and because I'm talking for a while, but I'll never forget the thing that saddened me. There's one thing I'll never ever forget. When I first drove into Grassy Narrows, you drive in and there's a cemetery on the left, and seeing all those crosses, to me it was like a people's soul being ripped out, that the most important, this is just my own personal, this is just me, one's death is being the symbolism of death, and they're all crosses that really ripped, saddened me how much of people had been, soul had been taken. But anyway, I'm a geography teacher, and a big part of the curriculum in geography is we have a whole unit on First Nations, and I want a field trip down to the Caledon blockade. I was in the Six Nations when I came down with the people of Grassy Narrows. I had the privilege of being in the lodge and being a big part of the direct action movement. I would like to get my students down there somehow, get back in touch.
Thank you. My name is Pat Christian. I'm a co-chair of the Peel Aboriginal Network. I'm from Oneida First Nation, which is near London, and I've been living in Brampton for about 29 years. So I grew up on the First Nation, then moved to the city. That's a whole experience in itself for a child living on a First Nation, moving to the city. It's quite an experience. Not a good one. For me, anyway. It wasn't a good one. I'm Bear Clan. And I was part of PAN since the very beginning, with a gentle nudging from Damien McShane. This was started because Damien was very interested, and he actually found out that I was working in the same place as him, and got together and got people together and helped us get started. So thank you, Damien, for your work from the very beginning. This opened up in October of this year, and what I wanted to say is all of the Aboriginal people who come here because we want to learn more about our own culture. None of us know everything about our culture and traditions, and we're here all to learn and to share. And it's been a really great honor and pleasure to meet everyone who's been part of this and to learn from the different backgrounds that everyone brings. So I'm hoping to do a lot more, and especially our focus is with the youth, so we want to do a lot more to support youth. Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. I have nothing to say about my first wife or my second wife. Right on. My name is Paul Strom, and I spent the first few years of my life along the east coast of James Bay, and my dad was a factory post manager, and my mom was the regional nurse. And so, although you can't remember an awful lot from those very formative years, I came away with a certain feeling about many traditions, and so when I revisited those, when I went back north to the Arctic to work to raise some money to go to school in order to continue what I was doing, I spent the next 9, 10, 12 years, I guess, with the Inuit. And so at some point I decided that I wanted to follow, some of the traditions that had taken place with my family in connection with First Nations people. And so myself and another guy we ran a trap line for three seasons, and that was really interesting, being out at minus 50 with a 50-mile-an-hour wind, you know, in a caribou caribou park. I found out why, you know, men out on the trail would want to wrestle with each other. It was to keep warm. You know, it wasn't to beat each other up or see who was more powerful. It was just fun.
With the dogs too, I guess.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, you gather three or four of them up. They keep you warm. But anyway, so we lived in the high Arctic in a place called Joe Haven on King William Island, which was the island that apparently good old Franklin met his demise. And that was really interesting, traveling around that island in the summertime especially. And, talking with the elders and, you know, through a translator most of the time was also really enlightening, because they were always able to give me a new insight as to about people, about learning. And I'm hoping that, you know, that meetings like this can translate to doing something in a really positive way with our board. And our Board of Education has the power of, you know, being able to do amazing things. Right now, you know, in terms of our Aboriginal Studies program, they're not quite doing amazing things. So, you know, sometimes a fire underneath a person can help a little.
Keeps you warm.
Yeah, keep you warm. Also, make your legs move a little faster. Right, so I'm hoping that through meetings like this that we can generate some interest and some really good things, you know, to happen. So, anyway, onwards.
I'm Beth Veal. I'm the principal at RH LagerQuest Senior Public, which is here in Brampton. So I'm part of the Peel District School Board. I feel really honored to have been invited and included in this circle. Very excited to come to know you and hear your stories. I currently am working on a resource for the climate department of the board. One of our foci for the climate initiatives is looking at repair and restoration in as part of healthy relationships. And so we're looking at relationships across the board, not just student to student, but colleague to colleague, and admin to community, and community to students. So we're really looking at what do safe and engaging, healthy relationships look like for effective learning and working, and how is repair part of that, a natural part of learning really skill sets and strategies around what do you do when there's some kind of loss of trust or violation or breach of that relationship. And I think initially it started from the number of kids who are suspended who reoffend, and they were sort of looking at how can we focus on the idea of restoration and community to speak into those kids' lives. But ultimately I think the board intends to move forward with the idea of repair as part of all of our working relationships. So I just feel really delighted to be included in that.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Emma Duncan. I'm here on behalf of the Brampton Library. I'm the branch manager at the Four Corners branch here in Brampton, which is right in the downtown core. I've worked with David, helping his students learn about library resources. The library does not provide any particular direct programming to this community, and we're here to help perhaps give some knowledge as to what the materials that we do have and the resources that are available to you as teachers, as well as to anybody in the community. I have provided information for you, including a resource list of materials that are available at the library. I'm hoping that this material will also be available on the library's website shortly, and when it is, I'll email it to David to send it out. So I'm very glad to be here. Thank you.
You provided quite a few things for us. You provided us a free room for quite a while there.
We did, yes, we did.
Nice.
Yep.
We appreciate that a lot.
All right, so hi everyone, my name's Tyler Konicky. I'm a teacher down at the Woodland School, the same school as Paul's at actually.
I'm not used to talking to adults. Wow, it's like I'm almost used to talking to kids. That's all adult faces. Great. My Aboriginal connection, I guess. Before that, I teach history, I teach geography, I teach world religion, I teach ESL, I teach English. I'm like basically brand new in teaching, so basically they tell me everything, you have to teach everything. And so right now I'm teaching religion and geography and history. So definitely we need there's a need for Aboriginal education in those areas. My connection to the Aboriginal community, I guess, is biologically, I have a distant sort of connection. My great-grandmother was Métis. And but closer, to my own life was my mom was an Aboriginal liaison person in our high school. I grew up out west in BC, and she was an Aboriginal liaison worker. So she worked with the reserve community, and liaison between them and the school system. And so growing up, just watching her develop that relationship, it was a very powerful experience for me. And I saw how she, she's non-Aboriginal. She was my Aboriginal connections through my father. I just saw how she really, worked hard and all the challenges she faced and didn't give up. And there's so much a turnover in that position. There's so much turnover. And yet she's been doing it for so long. And so I just really had a real powerful, impact on me and saw that, really led me into teaching, actually, because I saw how she was making this positive impact on people's lives. And how much she learned. And then when I was a teenager, my dad decided to start, him and my mom started to organize the Métis community in Cranbrook, in my town, and the whole region, the Kootenai region in BC. And they organized just to create some sort of Métis organization for that region of BC. And so they helped create this organization. And so I saw that's, from the beginning. How that was created, and again, sort of the struggles that the Métis community had as they started this whole process, and then, the relationships that they started having with the First Nation people there, and then with the government, and hunting conflicts and land conflicts and all of this stuff I started to see as a young kid, and so anyways, I think that's really my connection with the community, and so I've, as a teacher now, I feel like we really need to start to bring this more to more people. I think that not a lot of this stuff is being discussed in the history programs or in the geography. And I know in my school anyways, we're doing as much as we can. I know most history teachers talk about the residential school experience, but they don't talk really about land claims. And they don't really talk about the current situation. So I think just meeting people so we can have those connections and have those resources. For me as a religion teacher, it'd be great. We call it temple tours, where we go to like the Hindu temple and the Gurdwara and the mosque and the church. But I've never taken any group of kids to, have, a smudging ceremony or see what sweat lodge is, or even just talk with an elder. And so like to have that connection for me is really important. Just get out. So I guess that's where I'm coming from. So yeah, I'm really excited about this.
To
Marcy. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah,
sure. Take him to the bush. You want to take
yeah,
him
exactly.
To the mosque?
I love it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm taking him to the bush. That's what I want.
First Nations Church.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. York.
Sure. My name is Marcia Trudeau. I work at York University as an Aboriginal recruitment officer. Ani Bojo to everyone. I'm originally from Wiquemecong, which is on Manitoulin Island. I attended university in southern Ontario. It wasn't at York, but I'm now with York. It's a new position with Aboriginal recruitment that has me going to high schools around the province, talking about the different services that we have on campus for Aboriginal students as well as different faculties. But in addition to that is just outlining the different pathways to university, and they aren't always your traditional pathways, which is high school to university, and just basically highlighting the importance of post-secondary education to Aboriginal students. A couple of initiatives that we do have upcoming is our Aboriginal Youth Education Day, which is taking place next Thursday. One of the strategies that was identified in our Aboriginal Education Council's strategic plan is to have Aboriginal students feel comfortable in a university environment, and by way of having more access for them to come to campus. So we've organized this Youth Education Day for next week. It's a part of our Aboriginal Awareness Days. We also have workshops on Friday. The youth education day is on Thursday. We have workshops on Friday, and our powwows on Saturday, which includes an Iroquois social in the evening. So it's basically a full 3 days. As well, I am available to do high school visits or come visit your, not necessarily high schools, if you're working in a community center type of setting as well. I am available to do that as well. So I guess that's it for me.
Next Thursday, can non-Aboriginal students come to that event?
We have had requests from teachers that teach Aboriginal studies, and they're not necessarily Aboriginal students. Our primary target is Aboriginal students, given the fact that we talk about ways for them to access things like First Nations sponsorship or specific Aboriginal scholarships. But we do, we have said yes to some schools to bring in their classes. So it's not exclusively for Aboriginal students. I mean, we're open. The thing is that, I guess our biggest thing is just wanting a firm confirmation of numbers, because we are providing lunch and gift bags for all the students. So we need to know by tomorrow what numbers we're looking at for the day. And I do have information here, so I'll circulate it at some point before we all leave.
Great, thanks.
My name is Laura Phantom. I'm from York University. I'm a master's student in environmental studies, not education, but I applied for Teachers College for this September, so I hope I get in. I'm first generation Canadian. My background is Anglo-Indian, so my father was born in India, raised in India, and then came to Canada, met my mother in Canada. My mother's from Germany. So for me, a little bit culturally, I have a disconnect with my own culture, especially my Anglo-Indian background, which is, from what my cousin has written in some books, is very similar to Métis background. So they're their own distinct culture in India. So in environmental studies, my connection with Aboriginal connection is Aboriginal studies. I was taught by a few professors there in Aboriginal studies, and I felt a connection, I guess, in the sense of the stories that my father had told me when I was younger, the connection to the earth and the mannerisms that he grew up in, and he passed when I was 16, so there's no way of me continuing on that tradition of stories and stuff like that. So my master's thesis is on storytelling and experiential ways of communicating and talking about the human-animal relation. So I just have I think it's very important that we have this connection with our planet, and it's very important. So I'm hoping that when I do get into Teachers College, if I do get into Teachers College, that that I'll be taking the course of going to Barrie and working in the communities in the Simcoe region and working within the Aboriginal communities there, and hoping to bring it south to Southern Ontario and incorporate that into the science and technology and traditional knowledge and create a connect as opposed to a disconnect between science and technology and traditional knowledge. So.
Bonjour. Mayawasage. Indesnikas. Maigandodam. My name is Man from the Upright Light. It's the first light in the morning that precedes the sun. I am a member of the Wolf Clan, and I'm from Newashingdaming, which is a commonly known to as everybody on the peninsula as Cape Croker. I'm First Nation, and a couple of years ago, I worked down here at the airport there in as a CBSA or Canada Border Services agency, and I'm a analyst. And my main goal is to intercept narcotics coming into the country. I follow the teachings of my mother, and she taught me how to hunt. So I now hunt. And you'd be amazed how you look at how all the animals that I used to hunt, how the people act very similar to that. Just before 9/11, I was being asked to return home to join the First Nations police force. And I offered my tobacco, and my grandfather came to visit me in my dreams. And he told me, in order to help my people, I must first help the people out here. I thought he meant my people, but in a narrow way is that he said the people, so it's everybody. Because one of the biggest causes of our people's misfortunes are ignorance. You know, people not knowing, you know, what they were, you know, who they were dealing with, or how to deal with these people. So I believe that my grandfather was saying that I must help everybody that is out here. You know, those who don't know to know. And that's what our people have always done in this country. From the first time the Europeans came to this world, they were lost. You know, they attempted to winter over, you know, their first winters here. They were starving and they were sick. And, you know, we did not know at the time that they, you know, their hidden agendas was to take our land. But it was in our hearts, as you know, as we follow our teachings, that we must help. We must assist those who, you know, who lack the knowledge of survival, so that they can survive. So that was my gift that my people extended to all those Europeans who had come the first time. So I'm here to help. Timawech.
I think you must work with my wife. Sajna?
Yeah,
Sajna? Oh, that's my wife, yeah. Small world.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
she mentioned she was talking about the
Kikwai,
yeah, it's funny.
Yes.
Small world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Bonjour, and the way I'm going to talk, I'm Kikwai, and I'm going to talk about the 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 Kikwai. My name is Joanne. Well, that's my English name, or as Anthony calls it, your GST name. My spirit name, which is my true name, means the woman who walks leaving footprints. And my clan is Martin Clan. So the Martin Clan are the warriors for the Anishinaabe Nation. And we're also the organizers, the strategizers, and the planners. That's part of the role of that clan. And I'm also a first-degree Madewin, so I belong to Eddie Benton Benet's Lodge in Wisconsin. And I welcome everybody here. And I was raised by my mother and my father, but my mother is a traditional hunter and trapper and fisherwoman, and she was same with my grandparents. They were traditional hunters and trappers, and up in northern Ontario and near Chapleau, and that's how I was raised as well. I was raised in the bush, and we didn't have the things we have now, so all my teachings came from the bush, from the natural environment. And it wasn't until I was older and until I realized that I received a lot of my indigenous teachings from the natural environment. And when you want to learn about a culture, you have to go into the natural environment and learn from there, because those, they are our real teachers. And so I guess I'm here, my part of my role here is to help you understand who we are, and help you to do your job by providing some resources to you. And so one thing that I would like to do is bring individuals here to give you some teachings and help you. Like Anthony here has a lot of knowledge John has a lot of knowledge. Pat has a lot of knowledge about the Haudenosaunee people, and Tiffany here is learning, but she also has a lot of knowledge that she can bring to you, and we're here to share. So, Miigwech.
We changed her name now.
I was going to say that.
Tiffany is no longer Tiffany. She's Joy now.
She's what?
We changed it to Joy.
Joy? Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mark Hogan. I work right now primarily out of the Jack Smyth Field Center in Terracotta as an outdoor education instructor. So I have... it's really a blessing to be able to take kids into the forest every day and teach them. Really, I let nature do the teaching. I just facilitate the experience. I'm a native to Mississauga, born and raised there. And my mom's a bit of a genealogist and has told me that I have Aboriginal roots. I'm just learning about that now and really hungry to gather knowledge about Indigenous teachings. I've been studying Indigenous teachings my whole life, I feel, and yet I still feel like, like a newborn baby in a way. I have some wonderful opportunities through my work. For example, I took Dave's crew, motley crew, down into our sugar bush today and brought them into a teepee that we just set up yesterday preparing for our maple syrup program. And so I have all these really interesting, we snowshoed down. I have these great opportunities to share little tidbits of Aboriginal wisdom, environmental, values. And I want to do that respectfully. So to have an opportunity to come to an Aboriginal and environmental education round table, I was just totally psyched to be here and to just, absorb everything I can. And if I can then transmit that in a really respectful way to the students I see every day, I'd be thrilled about that. We see at the field centers 30,000 kids a year in a nature setting. So it's a really unique place to work, and the kids have the greatest time there, grade 1 to grade 12. And I really want to learn more. I have my own personal experiences. I'm very drawn to Aboriginal values. I sweat on a regular basis. I've been recently coming to this community center, which has just been fantastic. And so I'm just wanting to get more personal experience with people versus, my head in the books and then just kind of finding my own way. I learned so much from talking to people, and like I said, I really, whenever I talk about Aboriginal people, and I do have a lot of opportunities to do that, I want to do it as best as I can and as respectfully as I can. So yeah, I'm really here to gather a lot of knowledge, and it's a pleasure to be here amongst you.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. Some people like to call me Joy. I'm the administrator here at PAN, and my family's from Six Nations. My dad's Cayuga, and I'm on the process of learning. I'm on my Aboriginal path right now, so I have enjoyed it, and I love working here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Maureen Carolyn, and I'm a teacher at Archbishop Romero Catholic High School with Dufferin Peel. On a professional level, this is the first year that a group of us are embarking on the grade 11 Native Studies course. So, that's our connection right now. And I think, like a number of you here, we're sponges. Educators are sponges for resources. And similar to Mark, I also feel I learn so much better from the experience, and that's something that I like to share with my students, that yes, we could give them stacks and stacks of textbooks and reading material, but the actual tasting, feeling, touching experience is just far more impactful. On a personal level, I'm an avid traveler and I have spent a couple of summers up in Canada's north, in the Northwest Territories and in Yukon. And it has been on these trips and these experiences that you do get the sense that mountains and trees and nature are really great for the soul. And you know, I've really enjoyed it, and did a spectacular canoe trip in northern Saskatchewan on the Churchill River, and paddled into Stanley Mission, which is one of the oldest churches, they say, in the West, set up by the Hudson's Bay Company. And it was there that I experienced my first paddle into a community reserve, the Stanley Mission Reserve up there, and saw with my own eyes the disparity that exists in some of these communities. And it saddened me a lot that we call this Canada, and there was such great poverty in amongst these nations. And anyhow, I am looking forward to teaching this course, and I look forward to continuing to connect with all of you. So thank you also for having me here.
I'm Jody Williams, and I'm an alternative education teacher at Robert F. Hall in Caledon, which is a Dufferin-Peel board as well. And what kind of spawned this for me was last year I realized that I had several Aboriginal students in my class that, as we got to know each other, kind of self-identified. And so I started thinking, I've had, you know, a little bit of experience with university courses, and I've always had an interest, and I don't know how to explain it, but I've always felt some kind of a connection. So with a conversation, which is often how everything happens in my life, a conversation spiraled into a collaborative meeting, and it really took off very fast and quickly. And there's a group of us that are like eager beavers, and we're all kind of working with the same kind of kids. So we decided to run this course, and then we met up with Pan and David, and it's just been going like mad, but that's okay because I go fast too. I gotta slow down a bit. But so I'm, the more I've learned, I realize how much I have no idea. And so my goal is to provide as many authentic experiences for my students, because I certainly don't have that to give them, but I'm definitely looking forward to making connections with people and just learning as much as I can. And I think part of that, I have some selfish need. I want to learn for my own self as well, because there's something very beautiful about it, I think. So, and it's, yeah. So anyway, that's why I'm here.
Thanks, Jody.
I'm Catherine Conrath. I teach alternative education at St. Edmund Campion, which is North Brampton, or Northwest Brampton. For many of the things that Jody said, I'd have to second. I came into this experience because Jody mentioned it at a meeting and sounded like a fantastic idea. Again, we've shared some experiences together I've realized that I really know very little, so I would like to, for my own personal gain as well as for my students, to gain as much knowledge as I can. The experiences so far have been phenomenal, and how it's received, I guess, with my students has been amazing as well. Anthony's come in, and so far we've done drumming with the kids. That was such a positive outcome for them. A lot of my students, if I can be so bold to say all of my students, have very troubled situations, home lives, and the peace, I think, that comes from it, and the teachings through the experience without even having being said, just the experience alone, there's so many valuable lessons in that. So I'm here right now to learn and to gain some of that peace and bring that forth with some of my students. I don't have, to my knowledge anyways, I don't have any Native or Aboriginal roots, but even taking, you know, breaking down the stereotypes and gaining information and getting knowledge and just knowing how to treat each other as individuals and human beings is a fantastic opportunity. So
thanks, Kevin. Thanks, everybody.